Hello, and thank you for joining me again. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. Thank you for also taking the time out of your lives to listen. Let's begin. We're starting off on page 51 in the middle. The SGI puts Nichiren's intention into practice. In the passage, quote, and parentheses they, parentheses preach it, parentheses the law, parentheses, in accordance with what is appropriate, yet their intentions are difficult to understand, unquote. Shakyamuni explains why the door to the wisdom of the Buddhas is difficult to understand and difficult to enter. Shakyamuni indicates that the pre-Lotus Sutra teachings were expounded according to the capacities of the people of the nine worlds. He also indicates that he has not yet explained his intention in expounding his teaching, and know that no one has yet comprehended it. It is no simple matter to directly expound the law that is profound and never known before, which the Buddha has attained as the result of bold practice. That's because the levels of understanding differ so greatly between the Buddha and other beings. Even were the Buddha to expound the true teaching, should the people not fully understand, there would be the danger they would develop doubt, destroy the law, and fall into the three evil paths of existence. Shakyamuni, after attaining enlightenment beneath the Bodhi tree, at first hesitated to expound the law. He realized, however, that unless he expounded his teaching right then and there, people would be forever locked in the darkness of delusion. Herein lay the inner conflict of Shakyamuni, who pioneered the way for the enlightenment of all human beings. Overcoming his dilemma, he began to teach the law. Shakyamuni wanted people to gain a correct and unerring understanding of the law. He therefore exercised every ounce of his wisdom, continually pondering how to convey his enlightenment to as many people as possible. He taxed his ingenuity. Such was Shakyamuni's compassion. Wisdom is born of compassion. He set forth teachings for people of the three vehicles according to their various capacities. He expounded the way of the voice hearers, the way of the cause awakened ones, and the way of the Bodhisattvas, tailoring each teaching to each group's understanding. He thereby enabled them to arrive at the, quote, door to this wisdom, unquote, of the Buddhas. This was the expedient purpose of the provisional teachings that preceded the Lotus Sutra. In this passage, Shakyamuni says that the Buddhas preach the sutra, quote, in accordance with what is appropriate, unquote. That is, they expound the law in accordance with what is appropriate to the capacities of the people. The Buddha's true intention is always to expound the supreme vehicle of Buddhahood, the path for all people to become the Buddhas. To become Buddhas. The voice hearers and the cause awakened ones do not understand this, however. Having grown detached to provisional teachings, they fail to understand that the Buddha's true intentions is to enable all people without exception to become Buddhas. They do not comprehend the true teaching that makes all people Buddhas. This is the meaning of, quote, their intentions are difficult to understand, unquote. Needless to say, the Buddha did not try to make this teaching difficult to understand. Rather, the intention is difficult to understand because his listeners harbor attachments and do not believe. When people's hearts are closed, they cannot readily accept even sound reasoning. This shows just how fearful is attachment to mistaken ideas. Such attachment can destroy a person's life. In fact, the three powerful enemies persecute the Lotus Sutra's votaries precisely because these enemies remain attached to provisional teachings, failing to understand the heart of the Lotus Sutra. The sutra says, quote, "The evil monks of that muddied age, failing to understand the Buddha's expedient means, how he preaches the law in accordance with what is appropriate, will confront us with foul language," unquote. That's from the Lotus Sutra opening chapter, page 234. Those who fail to understand and who distort the Buddha's true intention will persecute those who practice exactly as the Buddha taught. And in any age, the former will be numerous and the latter few. Speak out for the true teaching. In a polluted and evil society, those who persecute the votaries of the Lotus Sutra will spread malicious rumors, try to turn public opinion against the votaries, and seek to drive off people of justice. Since this is a muddied world of such inverted proprieties, we need to raise the cry of truth and justice persistently. We must win and show proof of the correct teaching. After Nichiren died, his correct teaching was protected because Nikko Shonin stood up alone. Had Nikko Shonin remained silent, then no doubt history would have labeled the five senior priests as correct. Instead, Nikko Shonin strictly refuted their erroneous teachings. The five senior priests did not understand Nichiren's intention, the true intention of the original Buddha. The Daishonin's sole intention was to accomplish the widespread propagation of the object of devotion and enable all people of the latter day to become happy. The five senior priests lost sight of Nichiren's spirit. Nikko Shonin alone followed and served the Daishonin continually, endured persecutions tougher together with him, and boldly propagated his teaching in strict accordance with the mentor's instruction. Because he struggled one in spirit with the mentor, he understood Nichiren's intention. You can tell whether the mentor spirit has been understood correctly by looking at the disciple's conduct. No matter how people may claim to uphold Nichiren Buddhism, if they don't take action for Kozen Rufu, for the happiness of all people, then we must conclude that they have lost sight of the Daishonin's intention. 700 years after Nichiren struggled to spread the law and amid persecution, when his spirit was almost extinguished, the Soka Gakkai appeared. The Soka Gakkai has directly inherited his true teaching and advances in accord with his will and decree. The Soka Gakkai is directly connected to Nichiren and bases itself on the Gohonzon and Nichiren's writings, and it is the only body of harmoniously united believers that correctly passes on what he intended. As glorious verifiers of the correct teaching, let us speak out for Kozen Rufu with lofty pride and dignity, and with golden eloquence, not begrudging our voices. Quote, "If we do not harbor doubts in our hearts," unquote, "we can attain the summit of happiness. present Toda explaining the meaning of the line, quote, their intentions are difficult to understand, unquote, as it applies to our practice. Whereas the Buddha sees what is to come, for us the future is totally dark and we can only see what has already passed. For this reason, it is difficult for us to awaken to the heart of the Gohonzon. It is enough that we believe wholeheartedly in the Gohonzon, no matter what. If we do so, then we will definitely receive benefit. It is no good if we start doubting along the way. He is discussing the ultimate meaning of faith. Firm faith in the Gohonzon leads to the highest wisdom. This is the principle of substituting faith for wisdom. Nichiren's intent is to enable all people to become Buddhas. Therefore, it is impossible that those who embrace this Buddhism throughout their lives could fail to realize true happiness. In the course of our practice, however, various things arise on account of the negative causes and tendencies in our own lives. There may be times when we think, quote, what did I do to deserve this, unquote. But we should not be swayed every time such phenomena arise, for it is already certain that we will become happy in the end. We should regard everything that happens to us in our practice as our training. If we do so, then later we will see the profound meaning and intention underlying each of these phenomena. As Nichiren writes, quote, if we do not harbor doubts in our hearts, we will, as a matter of course, attain Buddhahood, unquote. That's the writings of Nichiren Daishonin, Volume 1, page 283. Those who avoid succumbing to doubts, no matter what happens, are winners in faith. They are people who truly understand the Daishonin's intention. Thank you so much. That finishes Chapter 2 of the Heart of the Lotus Sutra, lectures on the, quote, expedient means, unquote, and, quote, lifespan, unquote, chapters by Daisaku Ikeda for today. Until we continue, take care.